If you ask an expert about the Jones Falls, you will be told not to touch the water, particularly after it rains. It is that toxic. In part two of his series, Fighting for the Falls, WIPR's John Lee reports on the ongoing cleanup of the waterway and on the wildlife that still call it home, despite pollution that dates back centuries.
A lot of deer poop, so just watch where you are.
Barbara Johnson is making her way through thick underbrush to the banks of the Jones Falls.
See why I normally have a machete.
Johnson is a water quality scientist with Blue Water Baltimore. Once a month, she tests the water at more than a dozen sites along the falls and its tributaries, from Stevenson Village near its headwaters in rural Baltimore County to just where the falls goes into underground tunnels near the Howard Street Bridge in the city. Johnson puts a gauge in the water that measures pH, dissolved oxygen, temperature, and conductivity. That's the electrical current in the water.
Really, the way we're using it is to measure just all the different stuff that's in the water that probably really comes from runoff.
She also collects water samples. She submerges containers into the water, then puts them on ice to take to the lab to be checked for nutrients and bacteria. The results are posted on Blue Water Baltimore's website. One place Johnson checks is Meadowood Regional Park across from Green Spring Station. And on this day, she runs into Cheryl Riker, who lives in Owings Mills, and says she comes to the park a couple of times a month.
Stream. So how is the health of the stream?
Well, it depends on what's going on. If there's a lot of rain, I would be less likely to touch it. The water, just because there's different pollutants and toxins that can get in with stormwater runoff.
And that's what makes cleaning up the Jones Falls complicated. Anything stormwater runoff picks up in the watershed, stretching from Owings Mills to Towson and through the city, winds up in the falls. From the fertilizer you put on your yard, to the suds you use to wash your car, to the chemicals used to clear roads after snowstorms. Kevin Brittingham is Watershed Monitoring Supervisor for Baltimore County.
It elevates all the nitrogen, phosphorus in the stream, and also bacteria. So it makes our job pretty busy.
And then there are the people and businesses that are dumping polluted water illegally. Brittingham and his team look for suspicious pipes along the stream banks, then trace them to where they start. They discovered one business that was using water to cool down machinery, then sending the heated up water down the drain and directly into a trout stream.
Which needs cold water, not warm water. So the trout stream was being warmed like 20, 30 degrees.
Not a good situation for the trout. And then there's the decrepit, century-old city sewage system. At times, after heavy rains, the city has to dump sewage into the Jones Falls through two overflows. Kimberly Grove, chief of the City Public Works Department's Office of Compliance, says they can't shut off those overflows yet.
If you block those, then the water's going to want to go someplace else, and that could impact several hundred homeowners with basement backups.
On this front, there's some good news. The city is in the midst of a major sewage system upgrade called the Headworks Project. Powerful pumps will clear backed-up sewage from the system and send it to the Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant. In a couple of years, the city should be able to shut off those two overflows into the Jones Falls. It's estimated that will get rid of about 80% of the sewage that ends up there. Public Works spokesman Kurt Coker says they also are replacing and relining hundreds of miles of sewer lines,
so that they're not leaking sewage out. So everything isn't going to be 100% tight, because you have household connections. We're working with homeowners on all these issues as well. So there are still going to be leaks into the stream.
The city is required to upgrade its sewage treatment system under a consent decree entered into with the Environmental Protection Agency in 2002 and modified last year to extend its deadline. Much of the cleanup of the Jones Falls is tied to federal and state requirements and is one piece in the ecological puzzle of restoring the Chesapeake Bay. But the Jones Falls was a disaster area long before those requirements were in place. Major industry set up along the falls in the 19th century and used its water for power and for a dumping ground. Stan Kemp is the director of the University of Baltimore's Environmental Sustainability Program.
I mean, you had tanneries, you had, oyster packing houses and fruit packing houses and, coal yards and everything, and it was just all going right into the Jones Falls. And not to mention, in the pre-sewage days, you know, it was like anything goes.
In 1926, the Jones Falls caught fire, perhaps when a spark of some sort ignited petroleum fumes in the falls' underground tunnels. The Baltimore Sun reported there was a series of explosions that shattered windows. Manhole covers were blown into the air. And here lies the hope. The falls is much cleaner now than it was, even 30 years ago. While there is no doubt pollution has taken its toll on the wildlife around the falls, those who spend time there can tell you about the creatures that still make the Jones Falls their home. At one point, Barbara Johnson with Blue Water Baltimore and I put on waders and make our way across the Jones Falls to one of its tributaries, Dipping Pond Run. It's hidden in the woods near the intersection of Green Spring Avenue and Hillside Road in Baltimore County.
You can see something was eating over here. Looks like raccoon.
Yeah.
Usually a lot of frogs in this area.
UB's Stan Kemp says they found about a dozen species of fish in the Jones Falls,
including migratory fish, which should stun people.
And there hangs the tale of silver eels. Kemp says they're born in waters off Bermuda, and as larvae and young eels make their way via currents to the Jones Falls,
they're actually swimming up the Jones Falls tunnel. So, like, how do they know it's ever going to end? It must be pitch black. You know,
after spending 10 years or more in the falls, they head back to Bermuda to breed. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Tomorrow, John reports on what you can do to help with the flooding and pollution in the Jones Falls, and the social media sensation who's the last line of defense against trash in it winding up in the inner harbor. Yes, of course. That's Mr. Trash Wheel.
I made the first Trash Wheel googly eyes in my basement.
Part 3 of Fighting for the Falls, Wednesday during Morning Edition on WYPR.